Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show, the Blog Talk Radio Show, on every 7 days a week. Sometimes at 6:30, sometimes at 8, sometimes at 9:30, sometimes at 9:10, 10:30, or 11. I'm going to give you a little background about me and what I've done, and I'm going to talk. I just want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to hit a very. First of all, I'm a Christian, and I know that Jesus loves all people and died for them, without question. That is my faith. That is what I believe. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man's come unto the Father but by him. We can only know God through Jesus. I'm not changing or altering that position one iota. But tonight, I'm going to talk about something else. I'm going to talk about the thought of Karl Marx and Frederick Engels. Of course, it would seem to be somewhat difficult to talk about Marx and Engels as a Christian. But I'm going to make the attempt to understand Marx and Engels from a Christian perspective. Let me say this, that this show has certain components. It is a literary show. I love literature. I love great books, such as John Milton's Paradise Lost, E.M. Foster's A Passage to India, T.S. Eliot, Augustine, whatever they are. I love great books, and of course Tolstoy is one of my all-time favorites, War and Peace and Resurrection, and Anna Karenina. Second, I'm a Christian, and I'm not about to change that position, but I welcome all faiths, all ideas, all opinions. I wish to dialogue with every faith I can find, whether Hindu, Buddhist, or Islam, because I see the face of Jesus in every single person that I encounter and know. That is my faith. That is the true faith. That is where you can find Jesus. You can find him in all humanity, because he died for all humanity and suffered the terrible tortures of the cross for all humanity and rose from the dead for all humanity and offers eternal life to all humanity. Third, this is a political component show. I'm Christian. I'm conservative. But as I said, I have great concern for poverty and the poor and underclass, very much so, and I'm not going to change that for my conservative position. That is the teaching of Jesus. That is what he commands. That is what I follow, and I'm not changing it. That is the Christian faith. Jesus took on poverty and said the poor were blessed. And poor in spirit were blessed. And those were the people who followed him. Next, I want to talk about my ideas about what I think this show could be about. This is a politically incorrect show. It's a show concerned with, not with media lies, media falsehoods, or that kind of thing. We're concerned with honest discernment, intellectual honesty, and critical thinking to bring about truth and facts. That is what I'm concerned about. That is what this show is concerned about, not with the media lies and falsehoods of the political left, which are ruin your minds and waste your time. Next, I am a Christian, as I said, and I'm not changing that. I wish to dialogue with all faiths and know all faiths because Jesus died for them. Third, this show has a political component, as I mentioned, but it also has a faith component. Next, I want to talk about the show, my background. I am the run two radio shows, Christian background radio shows, and many people from many countries visit these shows, particularly from Islam. I've had people from Saudi Arabia honing in on my Blog Talk radio show, as well as many people from many, many, many countries visit these shows, and I hope benefit from them. I also am a writer. I've written 10 books, Christian books and legal books, essays in the Christian worldview, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, a book on the parables. By the way, the 41 parables, which I interpret, are the ultimate words of Jesus, of his advice and direction. Anything that Jesus says in the Gospels has to be understood and carefully thought about because they come from the mind and thought of God. And, of course, I have written legal books, Select Legal Topics, Volume 1 and 2. I've just written a book on the Psalms, an analysis of all 150 Psalms. And I love the Psalms. They inspire me. John Donne, the great English Anglican poet, one of the greats, I can tell you, said of the Psalms. He wrote holy sonnets. He wrote some great poetry, and he wrote some great sermons. I have them at home, 10 volumes of his writings. And I say this, that John Donne said of the Psalms that they were the manna of the church. They are my inspiration. I've said this before on this show, I'll say it again, I challenge you to which you will tire more quickly, a translation of an author such as Dostoevsky or Tolstoy, or an English translation of the Psalms. You do not tire of the Psalms when you read them. They are so great. They are Jewish lyric poetry. They are spiritual food for me for the rest of my life. I've also, I'm writing 2-4 books of blogs, which I hope you'll enjoy. I'm working on them. I've finished, I think, almost 2. I'm working on 4, and I'm writing a book on the miracles of the Bible, and a book on the book of Job. Job is an Edomite. He's not Jewish. He's in the Hebrew Bible. It's a great book, the book of Job. It's inspiring. It's fantastic. I urge you to read it, lady, my friends. I've also, as you should be informed, that I've written other books, Res Gestae, a book on evidence from Bender's Consolidated Evidence, a book, a section of a legal encyclopedia, New York Jurisprudence, the section on criminal law, demands and notices. I have written a chapter on paternity in New York law and practice, New York State law and practice, published by West. And I've also written 3 law review articles, 1 Syracuse Law Review on criminal procedure, which been bought by the United States Supreme Court and the State Department and many universities throughout the world. I'm also Academicus, has published a Albanian scientific journal, has published several of my journal articles, those articles have been bought by the State Department and many universities throughout the world. I'm very pleased that people have bought it. I don't think I am some sort of a great person, but I'm pleased that people are reading my work and reading it quite extensively. Tonight, I want to tackle the issue of Marx and Engels. Now, as a Christian, that's a difficult subject because Marx kind of said a lot of things that people don't like or reject. In the capitalist system, which is the predominant system in Europe to a certain extent, and United States and North America, Marxism is sort of out of sync. And really, I think Marx was quite a bright fellow. I had quite a few things to say. Let's see what he said exactly. I have a book of his writings in my personal library, and he's quite a bright fellow. He addressed the issue of child labor, the abuses of the working class in industrialized countries, which included child labor and the use of sweatshop labor. So he addressed the abuses of the working class in the West, in industrialized societies. These abuses include child labor and the use of sweatshop labor. And he proposed a number of ideas and concepts which I think are good. I think he had quite a few good thoughts. He wanted to eliminate class divisions, which capitalism encourages. These class divisions are falsely based on people having greater wealth than others. It's fairly ridiculous to refer to a person who has greater wealth than others as upper class, since the having of wealth has no particular significance. So, yes, Marx proposes eliminating class divisions based on wealth. And I think he's right. I don't think class divisions are good. I don't think demarcating people on the basis of their money is good. And he also, Marxism, tries to provide some sort of employment for everybody, free health care and free education. So those are good things. So Marxism tries to provide universal employment, universal health care, and education for the entire population. And Marxism tries to eliminate income inequality. And he permits people of talent and merit the possibility of obtaining positions that the capitalist system might bar them from based on their lack of wealth. So Marx tries to eliminate classes and tries to provide some sort of employment for all, free health care and free education, and tries to eliminate differences of income. And so he tries to allow people of talent the possibility of obtaining positions that the capitalist system might bar them based on their lack of wealth. The ultimate aim of Marx and his writings was to bring about a society not controlled by the wealthy aristocracy, but by the workers. The ultimate aim of Marx and his writings was to bring about a society not controlled by the wealthy aristocracy, but by the workers. Unfortunately, this has been shown not to work in various countries, such as Russia, China, Cuba, and North Korea, where the attempt was to bring about this kind of society, and it didn't work. But nevertheless, the idea of Marxism was good. It tries to eliminate class division. It tries to eliminate class divisions based on wealth. It tries to provide some sort of universal employment for all, free health care, free education, and tries to eliminate income inequality, and thereby allowing people of talent and merit the possibility of obtaining positions that the capitalist system might bar them from based on their wealth. I think Marx and Engels, I think they had quite a few ideas here for thinking people. The elimination of classes is a good thing. Classes are false standards. They're meaningless. I don't like them. I think they're nonsense. He tries to eliminate income inequality and redistribute wealth. That's a good thing. And he tries to establish a society governed by the workers, which is also a good thing. So he tries quite a few good things. He proposes quite a few good things. The elimination of classes, the elimination of income inequality and the redistribution of wealth, which is a good thing, and that a society should be governed by the workers or people, that's good too, and not by the wealthy or important. I cannot say where Marx or Marxism went wrong, but at this particular point, the capitalist system as it has developed and evolved is a bit of a problem. Problematic and wanting, the capitalist system has evolved lately into some sort of totalitarian state in which the wealthy elite rule and the vast majority of the population toil to survive. I can't give a solution to the present difficulties, but I think the capitalist system should be re-examined in light of the ideas behind Marxism. I don't want to impose a totalitarian state, which Marxism developed into, but I do suggest that the present state of the capitalist system should be re-examined in the light of other thoughts and ideas which Marx suggested. I've had a little problems with capitalism. The capitalist system is based on greed and competition and a free market system. The idea behind it is that everybody's got an equals point, starting point, and that the society will benefit by job creation. Capitalism has sort of gone wrong in some way. Number one, jobs have been outsourced to South America and Asia, so workers here can't get a job. Unions in the United States have largely been eliminated, so that's bad. Unions provided the working class with a middle-class standard of living. There's been an influx of cheap labor from South America and Asia to the United States. Again, that's not good. Jobs have been outsourced to South America, and there's been an influx of cheap labor from South America and Asia. And manufacturing has left the United States, where the labor pool is inexpensive, such as Asia and South America. So the result of these developments in capitalism is threefold. It's difficult for an American worker to get employment. The jobs that do exist are without benefits, such as pension or health benefits. Older workers are easily dispensed with for younger workers. And the end cap of all these developments means it is difficult for an American worker to get a job to support his family. So what we end result is a kind of a plutocratic or oligarchic system, in a sense. So let's look at capitalism again. Unfortunately, communism has collapsed in much of the world, with the exception of North Korea and Cuba. Unfortunately, the capitalist system has evolved somewhat badly based on greed and competition. The idea behind it is that if people are given a sort of an equal starting point, the society will develop by job creation. Capitalism, however, has developed in a somewhat bad direction. I'll give the reasons for this once again. Jobs have been outsourced to South America and Asia, depriving American workers of the ability to get employment. Unions in the United States have largely been eliminated. Again, unions were a mode of bringing workers into the middle class. They've been eliminated. There's been a significant influx of cheap labor from South America and Asia. Again, this has made it difficult for American workers to get a job. There's been a transfer of wealth to a small segment of the population, which is not good. Manufacturing has largely left the United States for places where the labor pool is inexpensive, such as Asia and South America. The result of these developments has been threefold. It's very difficult for an American worker to get a job, to get a good job. The jobs that do exist are without benefits, such as health pensions or health benefits. Older workers are constantly dispensed with for younger workers. The end result of all of this, it's very difficult for an American worker to obtain any sort of quality employment to support his family, and the end result is to create a plutocratic or oligarchic system where the economic and political structures are controlled by a wealthy few. So I give you some reasons about the problems with the capitalist system and why I think Marx and Engels may have had a point. And also, I think that Marx sort of, even though he didn't know it and didn't plan it that way, kind of moved in a Christian direction. Christianity wants a society where there is equal equality of income. Jesus wants our societies in the world to eliminate income inequality as much as possible. Jesus does not want people poor. Let me make that clear. He sympathizes with the poor, is concerned for the poor, but Jesus, the great Jesus, the Jesus, the Son of God, does not want people poor. He wants people to be raised to a good income level in the world as much as possible. In that sense, Christianity may share certain resemblances in the Marxist system in trying to eliminate income inequality and class divisions, etc., which I just mentioned. Was Marx a Christian? Well, he could be, if you look at him carefully at his thinking, he could see certain aspects of his thinking have a Christian orientation. I think so. I think he had some points, which I just defined exactly and specifically. And I think we should always re-examine our thinking in every direction, whether thinking to be a Christian or to be a Marxist, and understand the resemblances and what it is, what Marxism is, the good things about it, maybe the bad things about it, but I think he had some points, and he addressed those points in the world of his day. And perhaps we should re-examine our thinking in light of Marxism and perhaps adopt some of his ideas and thoughts in society. I hope you've enjoyed this little talk, and I hope you've gained some insight into Marxism and Christianity, who they are, what they are, and what Marx and Christ is all about. Good night.